The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Brilliant. Okay, I pretty much have that list from the book club, good man. I'll get to that in a minute. I want to say hello to Ashley Casserly. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Lovely to talk to you.
Well, I know.
This is a strange one. Okay, so let's. You're in the United States, God bless America, but where were you born and brought up, and where are the folks?
So I was born in Mullingar, actually in Dublin, but from Mullingar, and my family lived near Multifarnham.
And Multifarnham, what part of within Mullingar were you raised in?
Oh, so I'm from Coolnahay. It's in Blaenmore, kind of on the road out of Mullingar towards Ballinacarrigy.
And like so many, you got the glorious J1 and got the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What year did you get your J1? Where did you go?
That was in the year 2000, and I went to San Francisco with my friends from college. We were all in Galway, in NUIG.
And what did you get up to over there?
We had a great time. We were in San Francisco. It was amazing. Loved it. Spent the whole summer and then came back, got my degree, and then found another way to get back to America. So came back. That was like 20 years ago. I've been here for a good while. Yeah.
What did you do your degree in terms of what you were armed with when you went back again?
My degree is archaeology and Greek and Roman civilization. So very handy.
I did Greek and Roman as well, by the way. So it is utterly useless and yet wonderfully enriching.
Yes, absolutely.
Strangely. But I don't regret it for a minute. I loved it. Loved every minute of it. And equally with you, archaeology is great. But you either want to be an archaeologist or you don't.
Yeah, and I think that I was kind of in the don't want to be an archaeologist camp.
Okay, so you went back. Where did you head to?
So went back and actually went to LA and then lived there for a while and then moved back to San Francisco. And basically I got my real estate license in San Francisco and met my husband. And then we headed over to Washington, D.C. We were there for a few years. And then we moved to Miami and then moved to Orlando, where he's originally from. And so we've been living here since about 2012.
And this brings us neatly to zombie house flipping. Now, zombie house flipping, for those who don't know, is a very popular program in America on the Lifetime channel. And you can follow Ashley on her Instagram, Ashley_Casserly, just to get a handle of what we're all talking about here. But before we get into what the program itself is, you were part of this program. When you got the call as a real estate agent to say, we'd like you to be involved in a TV show, what did you think?
This guy called me kind of randomly and was like, hey, we're going to do a show. We're trying to find the right people. It's going to be called Zombie House Flipping. And I was like, oh, this guy is obviously a scammer. Like, I have no idea what he's on about. And it sounded so bizarre, you know. So I was kind of like, yeah, whatever, and hung up. And then he called back about a week later and was like, oh, we're still looking for people to do this show. Like, he was looking at my website and he was kind of like, oh, house number two would be perfect on the show. Do you know any house flippers? And then I kind of thought of my friend Justin. And so I called Justin and I was like, I think this guy, like, this is a total scam because the shows that he's talking about sound ridiculous. And Justin called him back and 5 seconds later called me and was like, oh, we have a Skype interview tomorrow at 11 a.m. And I was like, oh, my God. And so then we did the Skype interviews and we got two more members in the team. And then they flew to Orlando and we did a sizzle reel for a few days.
So a sizzle reel is like an introductory sort of piece of film to pitch it.
Yeah, basically. And they rented us kind of a cool convertible car and had drones and cameras and it was just like so crazy because none of us had done that before, you know. And and then they sold it to A&E and then A&E picked it up and that was 2014, so we've been doing it since then.
Yes, congratulations.
And yeah, so they just renewed and now it's season 4.
So on it go. But so I suppose the key to this now is to tell us what it is, zombie house flippers.
Well,
go ahead.
Basically, a zombie is kind of a real estate term back in the day when there was foreclosures because of homes that were left for dead. And so that's where they came up with the term zombie house flipping. And so now every episode, we basically renovate a house that's a zombie. So it looks awful. It's been left for dead kind of thing. And we go in and we fix it up. And then at the end, there's an open house and we sell it. And so each episode is a different house.
I weirdly, as somebody who loves Home of the Year and Dermot Bannon's programs, Room to Improve and Goodbye House, this program sounds like it's kind of up my street. So because it's all it's all neat in one episode, is it? You take an old a ruin of a house.
Yeah, one episode.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it's a, there's a lot of shenanigans. It's kind of it's more entertaining than it is. You know, you don't really learn that much in it. I'd say it's funny Florida style living.
Okay,
alligators. Okay. I can't think yet.
Well, because alligators did feature in prominently in one particular episode, did they not?
Yeah. We had an alligator come into the pool. It was the house was like right across the street from the lake, and this is super common here. And the alligator crawled across the road and got into the pool, and then we had to try and get him out. And Justin was one of the guys on the show, was like throwing him fried chicken and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Now, what people would be curious to know as well, Ashley, is when you get the house, because you're still a real estate agent, I take it.
Yes.
And this is a sort of a sidebar of a job. Would that be right?
Yeah. I'm a real estate broker, so I have agents that work, my company. And then, and then we flip houses kind of on the side, yeah.
So
and then we do the show.
And so the houses that you're flipping, are these physically and literally financially your projects? So you're absolutely viscerally involved.
Yeah, so the show like kind of pays us just to be, like to film us, I suppose. But then all the money and us buying the houses, that's all on us. So it's all... So it does get a little bit stressful at times because, you know, Hollywood doesn't really understand how real estate works. And they're kind of like, oh, I thought this house was going to be finished, you know, 3 weeks ago. And you're like, there's planning permission, permits, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of pressure like that. But it's all our own money. And then, like, you know, we would only buy it if it's actually going to make sense for us too. So.
Brilliant. One of your colleagues got in touch with me personally to tell me about you. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Was it Justin or...
No, Keith. He's the builder on the show. Yeah.
Tell him I said thanks. But
he's very jealous that he's not on the radio with me.
Come on! But he said in the email he said he would love to hear Ashley on the radio and see if she loses her American twang and becomes more Irish in our conversation. Are you one of those people? Do you go more Irish when you call home?
Probably. Yeah. It's very hard. You know, I used to work as a bartender here, and like literally every American is like, "Oh my God, I'm from Ireland too," and you'd have to chat to every single person the whole time. So sometimes I would just be like, you know, using my American twang a little bit more than
to get out of the small talk.
Yeah, because otherwise you're busy, you know, you can't talk to everybody for hours west of Ireland, you know.
Indeed. And what do your folks make of your newfound fame in Zombie House Flippers?
I would say they're probably more impressed that I'm on your show than I have a TV show, so... no, they're grand. I think my mom watches it and my dad watches them. Yeah, they're delighted.
And you've got you're married and with kids now over there.
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, so I've been very very busy.
You're a busy woman. And how is the American situation between COVID, the new president, relatively new president, and economically and everything? How are you feeling about the world now?
I mean, it's very crazy. It's totally different to what I'm hearing about Ireland. It's, you know, in Orlando, especially, the real estate market, it's like on fire. And just seems like the economy is doing very well where we are anyway. And, you know, it's kind of, you just wear masks and everyone's getting vaccinated now. So everyone feels very positive over here. But I know you guys are having a hard time. I just heard that they lifted the quarantine for anyone who's vaccinated going into Ireland.
Yeah, it's an evolving situation, but I think it's moving in the right direction, which is good news. Certainly the latter half of this week seemed to be more positive than the first half, which is good. I suppose when I look at America, I was reading a piece in the New York Times at the weekend saying that that demand is exceeding supply at the moment, such as the rush from American citizens post-COVID to spend money. I'm hoping this will happen here for the businesses here, that people come out and there'll be this release valve to say, right, give me everything. Or, you know, I want to buy stuff. I want to get the economy booted up again, rebooted.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very positive here. And I mean, the housing market right now, you can't, I mean, there's 6 multiple offers on every single home practically, you know, that hits the market. So, and it's a lot of, we have a lot of cash buyers moving from New York, as clients from California right now, DC, Atlanta, they're all, you know, they know they can work remotely. So basically they've kind of decided to live in Florida where it's cheaper living and So yeah, our economy here is doing great. So yeah. That's good.
Isn't that intriguing that, the pandemic has forced people to rethink how they do business and actually then affects migration within a country because people have learned a lot of lessons from this thing?
Yeah, big time.
Remarkable. Ashley, good to talk to you and thanks for your time today. Continued success.
Okay, thank you so
All
much.
The best.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All the best.
Appreciate
Ashley Casserly joining us from the United States of America. And our program's called Zombie House Flipping, which you can watch. It's on the Lifetime channel. And that is a great old yarn from America. Shall we take a break? We'll take a break.